Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Protecting your wealth, preserving your wealth, growing your wealth, that, of course, is the goal of all of us as investors and savers, and the focus of a lot of the people here at the Commonwealth Financial National Conference in San Diego. One of those people joins me right now, David Young, the founder and president of Clarion Wealth Management, based in Fairfax, Virginia. David, glad to have you here.
Well, thank you.
Tell me about your business.
Well, I started the business over in 2004. We started, I used to work for with another firm and decided to restart my business. And so we went out and attracted people between 55 and 60 years old, and we built it up.
How big is the business?
We have about 350 clients right now.
Okay, it's a sizable business. So the goals, obviously, for everyone are just those basic things that I suggest, you know, preserving, protecting, and growing your wealth.
Yep.
But what's the process you take someone through to get them sort of on board and to understand that you're doing the right thing with their money?
Well, we try to make sure that we're our values are aligned. One of the things that I really try to do with my clients is make sure that we have a good understanding of what their goals are long term. And so we want to make sure that in terms of their retirement, they have amassed enough money and they understand what they're going to be spending. So most of my clients don't need to do a budget of those type of things because they've already been good savers. So we come in and reassess where they're at, and then we give them good news or maybe not some good news and try to get them to a retirement spot and help them jump that broom.
It sounds like there's also kind of a focus on estate planning and putting things together that way.
Yeah, I look at estate planning first, and most importantly, look at legacy planning, and I want to make sure that's where the values are and to make sure that they have similar values of ours.
What do you mean legacy planning?
Planning in terms of what they're going to leave. I mean, if they have children, how much is going to the children? Are they charitably minded? How are we going to get them to the end result? I mean, I have the death talk with my clients. So eventually, you know, we have another 30 or 40 years with them. So where do they want to leave things? I try to start with the end in mind and work backwards. So the estate planning is very, very important.
Are there a lot of new tools that you're able to employ there?
What do you mean?
In terms of investment vehicles and so on.
I have a pretty good philosophy that's worked for our firm before I restarted and all these years now. I try to make sure that we have assets that are guaranteed. And so we do use, unless their income's already coming in from a guaranteed source or a pension, we'll do a private pension or we'll do some sort of either insurance product or we'll look at annuities for that. And if once we've established the baseline income, then we'll move over to some alternative investments for additional income and then go back to their original investments. If we use that kind of three-pronged approach, the stool doesn't fall over.
That's interesting. So just use insurance as a sort of baseline,
We used to use things that produced back in the day, and they don't do that anymore. So we're just now starting to bring back CDs and those type of things. I want something guaranteed. I want something insured for my clients in terms of their income source. And so as long as we can get that yield, we'll get the growth out of the stocks and out of the equities they have in the middle of the bucket, if you will. And we use some alternatives peppered in there for additional income.
How are the returns in those insurance products?
They're okay. I mean, they've got, I try to, over the years, certainly things have evolved in the annuity arena. I have used a lot of variable annuities in the past, but variable annuities are getting leaner and meaner, but the expenses, I liken it not to a speedboat, but to pontoon boats. You can still get some drag out there and you can still pull things along and ski behind it, but you're not going to go as fast. You're probably going to burn a little bit more fuel, but if we can get the guarantees right and if we can get the good living benefit, if I can get a client with 8 to 10 years before they turn that living benefit on, then we've got enough push.
Well, talk to me about what are the bad annuity look like? What does the good annuity look like to you?
Bad annuity.
Because I'm sure there's some in the market that you encounter all the time.
Well, there's some. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you quickly the annuity story. I mean, I came out of American Express, and so American Express years ago developed living benefits, and now 15, 20 years ago, the best living benefits we had were return of premium. And of course, now what we do is we have companies that will guarantee 5 to 6, 7% increases per year before they turn the income on. And sometimes the income is guaranteed, and certainly when it is guaranteed, it depends on when they turn it on too. It could be 5, 6, or 7% income without annuitization. So we try to make sure that we've got flexibility in that. But back to your point in terms of expenses, I mean, they're bound to get cheaper as we go forward. I try to talk to clients and not give them sticker shock. So we start talk about what's it worth, how much protection do you need? What are you paying? Because it's really a premium on your income, you're guaranteeing income. So I start talking about, is it worth 5%? Is it worth 4%? Is it worth 3%? And if they can agree that it's worth 5 or 4%, then showing them an expense ratio of 2.5 to 3 is probably not a problem. But we don't put all the money there. We only portion money we need. And I have clients that have been doing this long enough that I can, they really see the value once I started pulling the money out.
David Young, thank you very much. David Young, founder and president of Clarion Wealth Management Partners. Listen to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.